This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 10th, A.D. 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Burmese army continues its attack on Christian tribal groups, this time conducting airstrikes on the Karen people in southeastern Myanmar. Dave Eubanks from Free Burma Rangers reports that another 12,000 people have been displaced, totaling 150,000 Karen people displaced and in need of food, medicine, and shelter. According to video from Eubanks, 8,000 people are hiding in caves. Myanmar is the 12th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. It looks like Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., son of the previous Filipino dictator, will be the next president of the Philippines, reports NBC News. Supported by the outgoing president, Marcos refuses to apologize for his late father's corrupt legacy, who is alleged to have stolen $10 billion from the Central Bank of the Philippines, as estimated by the Filipino Supreme Court. Evangelical Christian and professional boxer Manny Pacquiao also ran for the top office, but did poorly in the vote count. LoveMoney.com lists Marcos Jr.'s father, the late Ferdinand Marcos Sr., as the sixth richest world leader with $53.1 billion in recent history. At the top of the list were Libya's Muammar Gaddafi and Russia's Vladimir Putin, tied at $200 billion each, Egypt's previous president, Hosni Mubarak, at $70 billion, Yemen's previous president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, at $64 billion, and Indonesia's previous president, Suharto, at $55 billion. In Mark 8, verses 36 and 37, Jesus said, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Nuclear threats are rising in our world today as the Ukraine-Russia conflict continues unabated. Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Anatoly Antonov, confided with Newsweek recently that the West is not taking Russia's nuclear threats, quote, seriously, end quote. And over the weekend, Dmitry Rogozin, head of the Kremlin Space Agency, said, quote, "NATO is waging a war against us, and in a nuclear war, NATO countries will be destroyed by us in half an hour," end quote. In April, Russia conducted a successful test of the RS-28 Sarmat, known as Satan II, a nuclear warhead delivered aboard an intercontinental ballistic missile. The country says that the Satan II is capable of reaching between 6,000 and 16,000 miles per hour. Upon initiation, any target in the world could be achieved in 30 to 60 minutes. In related news, the White House revealed that Iran has reduced the time necessary for producing sufficiently enriched uranium for a nuclear weapon to just a few weeks, as Reuters reported on April 26th. North Korea had its first nuclear bomb in 2006, and China is on track to quadrupling its nuclear warheads within 7 years from today. In the words of Psalm 46, verses 6 and 7, "The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Over the weekend, Fox News issued an opinion piece authored by Rachel O'Leary Carmona, decrying the reversal of Roe v. Wade and arguing for, quote, "safe and legal abortions," end quote. The pseudo-conservative network then produced another story commending a Saturday Night Live skit which mocked Justice Alito's leaked draft opinion. Plus, last month, Fox News hired Bruce Jenner, a man presenting himself as a woman, as an official contributor. Fox News Media CEO Suzanne Scott called Bruce's story, quote, "an inspiration to us all," end quote, describing him as a, quote, "trailblazer in the LGBTQ plus community," end quote. Big business is leading the charge for killing more babies in America. Fox Business reports that the list of companies providing travel costs for their employees who wish to kill their babies includes Tesla, Amazon, Citigroup, Yelp, Apple, and Levi Strauss. The bloodletting continued in the American economy yesterday. The Nasdaq lost another 4%, settling around $11,600, a 26% drop-off over 6 months. Gold settled at $1,855 an ounce, still up 2.5% over the last 6 months. Correlating strongly with the Nasdaq, Bitcoin slipped another $3,000, touching $30,000, reports Reuters. That's a 54% decrease in price over 6 months. The retail giant Amazon has lost 40% of its market cap, or $730 billion, in just the last 6 months. Google has lost $500 billion, amounting to 25% of its market cap, in just 6 months. And Facebook lost $510 billion on market cap, or 47% of its stock value since September. And finally, some good news, which may be a life-saving record. By the grace of God, a Louisiana police officer, Sergeant Stephen Rhodes, was able to save the lives of 9 people single-handedly after their boat capsized near the beach in Grand Isle, Louisiana, reports 4WWL-TV. When he pulled alongside their vessel, he recalled what the siblings on the hull of the boat said.
Our sister's in the water. You need to help us. First off, let's get all of you on board because a few of them had mentioned that they couldn't swim. I brought my vessel alongside theirs and loaded all of the people from the hull of the boat into my vessel.
They gave him an important clue about their sister.
One of the brothers to this little girl said she had her life jacket on. And instantly I knew that the only place for this little girl to be would be under the vessel. She had to be trapped under the vessel. So I took a couple deep breaths, dove underneath the boat and grabbed hold of her shirt and I think part of her PFD and pulled her out with me. She broke water. I could see she was gone. Her eyes were open, but she was, you know, just had a blank stare, I guess is maybe the best way to put it.
After pulling her to the rescue vessel, where a good Samaritan helped bring her aboard, Rhodes reboarded and began administering CPR.
The second round of breaths that I gave her, she was a small child, so I was able to fully encapsulate both her mouth and her nose to get a really good seal to give her a breath. I saw the blank stare correct itself. I saw her eye come back into focus. I kept my hand on her chest for a few minutes and felt it rise, felt the breath come in.
Sergeant Rhodes, who became emotional as he described the rescue, finally said this.
When you see a life come back, there aren't words. It's humbling.
Praise God. The girl is expected to make a full recovery. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, May 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.